Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Sarah, I am so excited to be talking with you on the Organize 365 podcast. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So to get started, why don't you tell us, how did you first find Organize 365?
Well, I had been doing the Marie Kondo book for a little while, and I went through my house and I did my books and I did the whole book, but I didn't really feel organized. So I was looking up more Marie Kondo things, and then I found your podcast on why it doesn't work. And then I just kind of got hooked from there.
Okay. And just to be clear, I'm not saying Marie Kondo doesn't work. I'm just saying for American women, sometimes you get as far as Sarah did, like you get your closet organized, you get your kitchen organized, but it doesn't necessarily work for paper or some of the things that Americans experience. And just like Sarah, like a lot of people, myself included, go through lots of professional organizers and you kind of create your own amalgamation of different ideas, different thoughts as you go through your organizing journey. Just don't want anybody to think that I'm like, I love everybody. I love the home edit. I love all the people.
Well, I think I was just continuing to declutter until I would feel organized, but I wasn't feeling organized. I had less stuff.
Yeah.
But I just didn't feel organized yet. So that's how I found you.
Yeah. And mine wasn't Marie Kondo because she wasn't around when I started, but it was Fly Lady. And so same thing with Fly Lady. Like I kept decluttering and I kept shining my sink and I kept doing like the daily things you were supposed to do, but it was like never ending. There was never an end to it. And I was like, I want to be done. Like I want to say I'm organized and I want to be done. All right. So I totally understand where you started. So before you go any further, can you tell us who lives in your house with you?
Sure. It's me and my husband, and we have three kids. My daughter is going to be 11 soon. My son is 8. And then my youngest son is 5. And we have 2 dogs and a bunch of other small animals.
And are the kids schooling from home with you or are they in school? Where are they in the pandemic?
Right now we're hybrid. So they go in 2 days a week and then they're home 3 days a week. So I've had to take a temporary leave a couple of days a week to be home with them. So we're doing a little bit of half and half.
Okay. Where are you joining us from? Where do you live?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right.
Like so suburbs outside Philadelphia, kind of.
Similar to Ohio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weather-wise and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to your organizing story. So you were already getting organized. You found the Organize 365 podcast. What initially made you pick up that Marie Kondo book, or why did you originally decide to get organized?
I feel like I've been trying to get organized since my second child was born. And I was doing all the Pinterest things and I was trying. I just wanted it to be like Pinterest perfect. And I'm not a naturally organized person. So I was trying to do all this stuff, but nothing was really like sticking because I'm not an organized person. So I've been trying and trying, but It just wasn't working.
And how long ago was that? Like, how long ago was it? What did you start to do first? Like, if you really think about like, okay, so to get organized, I did this.
Before I found you, it was pretty much just decluttering. That was all I really did. And then I got cute little bins to get things organized. And then after that, when I found you, it was mostly just listening to the podcast for a while and just kind of changing my mindset.
Yeah. Can you like articulate what is changing your mindset mean? Because I said this years ago before I realized it was the thing people were doing. And I would say, it's okay if you're still just listening to the podcast. Like listening to the podcast is part of the work. It really is like a mental shift that you need to make, but I don't know how to articulate it.
I think some of it was just like how you say, like being a little bit more proactive and starting to create more systems. So I wasn't having to think about things and just doing things a little bit more automatically. So I would listen to your podcast the same time each week. And while I was listening, I was doing things. So I wasn't always doing what you were talking about on the podcast, but I was doing something to make my home more organized. And so doing that every single week got me in the routine of keeping up with everything every week. So I think that was a big part of it.
And so when did you start to notice, like, okay, this is kind of working, like there's something different going on here. Like this is actually organized and it wasn't organized before.
Probably the first time is when I could tell people in my house exactly where things were without getting up. Because I could get up and find it for you really easily because I didn't have a lot of clutter. But being able to just like from the couch tell you it's on the second shelf, the left, look behind and you'll find it. And that was probably the first time.
Yeah, I would say the same thing for me. Like I was driving somewhere and my husband asked me for something instead of saying, I'll get it for you when I get home or I'll get that for you tomorrow. I was like, okay, go here, get this thing. It's right there. He's like, oh, or I don't know how family members do this, but they literally open up the refrigerator and they go, we don't have it. I'm like, no. Straight ahead on the left behind the Coke bottle. And they're like, oh, we do have it. Like just being able to, like you had it before, but now you like can guide people through your words to finding it versus you being the robot that goes and gets it. I felt the exact same thing.
Yeah. And also I have a really strange work schedule. So I'll work for like 6 to 8 weeks and then I'll have off for a week or two. And I did that makeup organizing that you had shown on the 100 days. So I had everything organized. So when I would wake up, I would just go around the circle and do everything. And I didn't realize how quickly I had that down until I was off for 2 weeks and I wasn't wearing very much makeup. And then I went back to work and I was like, wow, like it was so quick. There was no thought needed.
Yeah, I felt like before I lived an organized life, every single thing that I did at home, I had to think about it. I had to motivate myself to do it. And then I did it. And then I would have to think about, okay, what am I doing next? Like I literally would get up in the morning and I would be like, brush your teeth, take a shower, do your makeup. Like I literally would say those things in my head so that I wouldn't forget to do one of them, which almost sounds ridiculous, but I felt like that was, oh, don't forget, you got to do the laundry. Don't forget, you have to do the dishes. Like I would literally write that on my list to do all of the time. And now I don't write those things down anymore because they're just habits that I do. I don't do dishes every day. And I think not doing dishes every day helped me versus having it be another thing that I had to do every single day. Like turning your household things that you do into habits is not something we think to do, but once you do it, it really is life-changing.
Yeah, it's so much less to think about. Mm-hmm. It just gets done.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So when you were getting organized, what happened that you didn't expect to happen?
I think, like I said before, making more systems so that the decisions were made ahead of time. So I didn't have all that stuff in my head constantly going through to try to remember. And even I've noticed at my work, I've tried to create some of the systems there too. So I don't have the Friday box yet. That's one of my things to get soon. But before that came out, I started doing like a Sunday basket at work. So having those systems, so I'm not constantly looking at a to-do list. I have everything in that box that I need to do that's coming up. So having all those systems in place has really helped.
Yeah. Has that helped you at the office?
Yes. Yes, a lot. So things are, I'm a special education teacher. So a lot of my work is doing IEPs and evaluation reports. So each child has like a nice folder and everything is in that folder. And if things are coming due for that specific child, their folder gets put in my Friday work box. And then everything related to that child is on their folder. So then whenever I have paperwork time, I can just pull that one kid out and work on whatever is coming due for them.
Have any of your colleagues noticed what you're doing or have you shared it with any of them yet?
I don't know. Cause in my classroom, I'm the only one who's doing that. Cause I have the paraprofessionals in my classroom. So they know where things are. So they know to put them in there and they know like if there's a child that's gonna be due soon for an IEP or an evaluation report, they know don't look for their folder in like this up high in the, on the shelf. They know to look for it in my Friday box. And they also know that that's when they're going to get an email, is on a Friday afternoon, because I'm going to go through all of my stuff. So all of the things that they have to do will be sent out to them on a Friday.
Yeah, we're noticing that people who have been doing the Friday box for more than 6 months, all of a sudden we're starting to get requests from other people in their office that want to do it. And so then the employees are contacting us and saying, hey, our company wants to see if we can implement this company-wide, not like in a Fortune 500 company, but mm-hmm. more like smaller organizations or within teams. Because once you can, and you likely have married the digital, because I mean, doing IEPs is extremely digital. There are a lot of portals you have to put things into. So you've married the digital with the physical inside of your job. But it is so much easier to grab out a slash pocket for a kid, pull out all the paper, look at it in front of you, any notes that you've been writing and dropping in there, like, especially as a special ed teacher, like as you notice a child share something with someone next to them and they're not normally someone that shares their property, or they're doing less flapping or whatever. Like, you make these little observations. When you can write those on index cards and throw them in your Friday box and then throw them in those slash pockets versus trying to figure out, now where, what are the good things that this child has done over the last semester that I can share with their parents, while we're also talking about the things that we still are struggling with and need to work on. Like, those are the hardest parts of the IEP process, at least for me as a teacher, to hold on to, were the little things that you notice, catching them doing good throughout the semester.
Yeah. And the index cards have been so helpful, especially at work, because I'll think of something that has to be done and I'll just quick jot it down on a post-it or an index card and I'll throw it in the box. And then I won't have to try to remember, what was I going to do? Who needs a bus change? Who needs a new data sheet? I just write it down and I throw it in, and then I know it'll get done by the end of the week.
That's so awesome. Okay, thank you for sharing that. All right, so in addition to that, like, obviously we have the global pandemic going on. So how has that or any other unexpected events happened in the last couple of years as you've been getting organized?
That was interesting. We went home on March 13th. So I was teaching online from home up until the middle of September, and my kids were home learning online, and then my husband was home too. So we had to rearrange our house. I think it was a lot easier because things were already pretty organized, so we could find some places to move things, to make some makeshift offices. But that was definitely interesting. The other unexpected event was when we got our first dog.
Oh, yeah.
People were very surprised that I got a dog. My husband and my kids really wanted it, and we did it. I love him. But I was not expecting it to be such a change in the routine.
Mm-hmm.
But that definitely did, because I would do my Sunday basket on a Sunday night, but then I couldn't do it when he was there because he was a puppy and he would eat everything. so it did take like a couple months to kind of get like back into a routine after we had him. So I don't know, that was kind of a strange, unexpected event, but it definitely did kind of switch things up a little bit on me.
Did you get him during the pandemic or before that?
No, this was before we okay. got our first dog is going to be, well, he's two now. Okay. And he's a big chocolate lab, and it took Aww. Him a while to stop eating everything. and then our second dog we did get during the pandemic. So I don't know if I was dealing with the pandemic really well that I thought I could do another dog, or if I just totally went off the deep end. But we love her too.
Yeah. Abby walked home on like week two of quarantine because she was still babysitting for, she worked for a family that was in the healthcare industry and pet stores were still open. So she had all this money that she had earned. And yeah, she came home with full bred Chihuahua. We're like, what is this? She goes, I'm 18. I can buy a dog. I'm like, oh my gosh. So that's how we got Frank. But Frank has been fine. Abby's totally taking care of Frank. But I remember when we got Hunter 5 years ago, like I thought, no big deal. You get a dog, right? All I'd had were cats before this. And yeah, I guess, you know, yeah, no, the kids don't walk him. They were going to walk him and they play with him. But my husband got up and went to work the next day. It was kind of like when we adopted our kids, he like just got up, went to work the next day. And I had this puppy all of a sudden, which is like a baby.
Yeah. You have to watch them. I don't know. Our dog would eat everything. everything. Yeah. He would eat it. So we constantly had to watch him the whole time.
I remember I was pacing in the backyard with Hunter on a leash, talking to my lead professional organizer at the time. And I said, I've ruined my business. I'm never going to be able to organize again. I can't leave the house. I don't know what I'm going to do. And she said, don't worry, Chrissy and I will do all the organizing. And that's when I stopped doing in-home organizing, was because we bought a dog. Like, think about this twice before you guys do it. It's awesome. Dogs are awesome. I love Hunter. Frank's pretty good too, but yeah, it's a big deal. Like, and they're not
puppies
cats.
Are tough.
Even dogs, like, you can't go away the entire day. Like, somebody has to let the dog out. So anyway, a little bit more work than I anticipated as well. I love it, but a little bit more work than I anticipated. So Sarah, what do you think you have more of now?
I have more time. Definitely on the weekends, because the weekends is when I would catch up on everything. Mm-hmm. So like, we've automated our grocery shopping, so I no longer have to go grocery shopping. I have systems in place. My kids, they're a little older now, but also they understand more, so they can help out a little bit more. So I definitely have more time.
Yeah, I love hearing you say that you have more time, because my kids are in college. I mean, I should have more time. I'm middle-aged, but you have little school age kids and you're still working full time and in the pandemic, and you still feel like you have more time.
Yeah. And we did do baseball in the fall, and we would have, like, sometimes both my sons did it. So sometimes we'd have three games on a weekend, and I didn't feel stressed that I wouldn't be able to get things done, because I could still pick up my groceries on a Friday afternoon. I could still get all the laundry. Everything was still getting done, and I didn't feel rushed or stressed about it.
That is awesome. What do you think that you have less of?
I have a lot less stress, I would say, at home and at work. I think I notice it maybe even more so at work, because I never was an organized person, but now I'm thinking more like an organized person. So I'm thinking in systems, and when I'm feeling stressed out about something, I'll look around, I'll be like, I need to reorganize things. So like, when we came home with the pandemic, I spent a good bit of time reorganizing my entire desktop and I have it organized kind of more like slash pockets now. So I have like the important papers that I'm using all the time, because so much more is digital and I didn't have paper copies. So just looking at things and trying to organize it and make better systems instead of just trying to run faster.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, because I think everybody always wants to be productive. And I've talked about being productive for a long time, but productivity is just doing more in less time. And that's not really what we're going for. We want to be doing more of the important things and eliminating entirely things that don't need to be done.
Yeah. So sometimes I would feel strange, because I'd be spending like a couple hours organizing my work.
Yeah.
Instead of when I have all these things that I have to do, but then it made the things go so much smoother and so much quicker. And some things didn't actually need to be done. So I didn't need to be busy, busy, busy. If I could just reorganize it, then I could get it done much easier.
Yeah, I find the same thing, obviously. So what do you wish you had known sooner?
I wish I knew that the 100 days would change the way I was thinking, because I waited a really long time. I listened to you for a long time and I didn't do it because my house wasn't cluttered and it didn't look disorganized. And like, when we moved into this house, we built it and we moved from like a 1200 square foot house to a 2700 square foot house. And I have a full basement and a 2-car garage. Like, we lived here and I had empty rooms,
because
I didn't even have furniture for the whole house. So I didn't think I needed it. Mm-hmm. But it really changed the way I thought about things. So I don't think my house looks all that much different, but it feels much different to me. So I wish I knew that it doesn't have to be a hot mess for it to make a big difference.
And do you use the planner? Have you dove into that and really explored the different productivity in that yet?
I started this last fall. I did the planning day for the first time. Okay. And I actually, I messaged you because our schedule is so weird. And we were, I was home full time. And then I was back like 1 or 2 days a week at work. And then I was home, but the days changed. And I was like, do I keep need to redo all the planning sheets? Yes. Because my life is changing like week to week. And you said, no, just do it the one time. And then you can like just tweak it as needed. So that really helped me plan out like what I was doing, because I was feeling really scattered again. Mm-hmm. But knowing like which days I can do like focused work, and even like which hours I can do focused work, because I have to be available to help my kids do their schoolwork because they're still young. But there are like a couple chunks, like a couple hours each day, even when I'm home with them, that I could do some more like focused work for my job. And then when I'm in work, what days I should be doing more like the focused work, and where I should kind of like be tweaking things.
And do you notice everything in your kids? I mean, we're recording this around lunchtime. You said your kids are already done with their schoolwork for the day. I am sure the school is providing them with structure and the work and everything that they need to turn in. Are you able to take these same ideas of like deep work time and structured time and then extrapolate that out to the kids and their schedule and use some of that language with them? Like, here's your school time, here's your rest time, here's your play time.
They have to do their schoolwork Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But I'm only home on Mondays and Tuesdays. My husband's home on Wednesday, but he cannot help because he has to be logged in and doing his work the whole time. So Wednesday is their easy day. So we plan all the activities that they won't need help for, and they do those on a Wednesday. So they have to do like extra math practice, their reading, just like a couple things that are pretty easy that they can be independent. I do send my youngest to preschool in the mornings on Mondays and Tuesdays. So that's when we like really focus on all the schoolwork. So if they need my help, we really need to get it done before lunch, because then that's when I pick him up from school.
Yeah, I think that's helpful for anyone else who's listening, who's like, okay, this schooling from home thing isn't going away. And if you have any flexibility at all in deciding when you do the different subjects and how you do the different subjects, I think how Sarah's done that gives you a couple of ideas there as well.
Yeah. And like my daughter, she likes to try to get as much done as possible on a Monday. So she'll work from 7:30 to 4 on a Monday with like a little break for lunch. So that she can kind of finish. So she finished at like 9:30 this morning and she's done for the week.
My daughter's the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My son needs more breaks. So we'll be like, all right, just do one more assignment and then you can go and do this for like 15 minutes and we'll set a timer and then come back.
Yeah. And that is Montessori instruction, actually. So how Montessori is set up is you know what your work is for the entire week. And if you want to, you can get it all done on Monday and you have more free time during the week, or you can space it out over time. And so they're really learning a lot of skills that will help them in the future about how to batch their work, doing things that are harder earlier in the morning. When do you have your resources available of your teachers at work or your parents or whatever. So these are all great skills that they'll be able to take with them into adulthood. I think that, you know, we're long enough into the pandemic. We need to start looking at what are the skills that are being created in our families and our kids that will benefit them 10, 20 years from now versus looking at like, oh, you know, it's not the way it was a year ago and this is horrible and terrible. I think that it is what it is. Mm-hmm. So let's look at how this is making kids stronger and stronger adults in the future because of the ways that they're able to look at their learning now and figure out what works best for them and works best for their family. Yeah, I think there are a lot of opportunities if we look at it that way.
Yeah. And I got them the kids program right before they went back to school. So they started that in the summer. So they're pretty organized now. And at the end of each day, we try to like reorganize everything so that they know like what they need to do. They have their workspace cleared off. So they're doing pretty well with that too now. I think if their learning space was more cluttered and disorganized, I think it would be a little bit harder for them to focus. But they're doing a pretty good job keeping up with everything.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So, Sarah, what's your next step now?
My next step, I have to finish some of my binders. I have about half of them done. I have my Warrior Mama binder done because my son has a disability. I have my household operations done, but I really need to get that financial one done. And then I want to get the workbox. And I think this is the same with the Sunday basket. I got the Sunday basket before there was a Sunday basket. So there was like the course and you could get the slash pockets, but you couldn't get the physical box.
Yeah.
So I still have to get a physical Sunday.
Oh my goodness, Sarah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it so much.
I know. I have the slash pockets and I have the system and I went through the training. So I really like it. I have to get it, but I think I'm going to, is it the champagne color?
Oh my gosh. It's gorgeous. It has like just a tiny shimmer of gold in it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure. So that one, and then the work box I want to do too.
Yeah.
And then I think I have everything.
Yeah. And we're done coming out with new things. So you could say you really do have everything.
Yeah.
So that's good. So what advice, Sarah, would you give to someone who is just starting out?
Definitely take pictures. Mm. I wish I took pictures. And then sometimes I would take pictures and then I would delete them before I went through the next round because I was clearing out my phone so much. So definitely take pictures so you can see the change. And also, if you're not feeling super organized, even if things aren't cluttered, it really is going to make a difference. I wish I knew that before because I did wait a long time and I would have been organized faster if I would have just done sooner.
So you have said numerous times that you're not organized. Do you feel you're organized now?
Kind of, yeah.
You are totally organized.
I still lose my keys.
I know you have not internalized yet that you're organized. I want you to say, I am an organized person.
Yes, I probably.
No, I want you to really say it for real.
Okay. I am an organized person now.
You are. I mean, it's like never going to be perfect. Person. Yeah. I just think that because it doesn't look like the Container Store and it's not all rainbows, that even though you are an organized person, maybe because it doesn't look like the Pinterest you were originally going for, you're like, well, this can't be it. But it is. Like, you are an organized person.
Yeah. Yes. And like, I'm like, why do I still lose my keys? And it's like, that's just not how my brain works. But you've helped me teach my brain how to think in more systems and more organized way.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Yeah, you're definitely, Sarah, you're way organized. You're totally organized. I just think you hold yourself to a super high standard.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Are you hard on yourself?
Maybe. My husband is extremely organized.
Okay.
Like, he had a capsule wardrobe before I knew what a capsule wardrobe was. Like, when he just naturally puts things exactly in the same spot. Like, everything is so organized. He's an accountant and like his desk is always completely cleared off. So like compared to him, sometimes I feel slightly unorganized. But I think it's just because I'm dealing, like he keeps his own stuff and he doesn't make any mess and he cleans up his own stuff.
Yes.
But I clean up mine and the rest of the kids.
I was going to say, but he also on Wednesday is not helping with school. So, hello.
Yeah. So
I will tell you, maybe it'll make you feel better. Greg tells me I'm not organized all the time.
Does that make me feel better?
Does that make you? So
yeah.
I organized the refrigerator the other day. He goes, I love it when you actually organize our stuff. I'm like, what? Or he will say, yeah, you know, when are you going to get around to organizing our stuff? Because this is totally not organized. He tells me all the time, I'm not an organized person. I'm like, you realize I have like a podcast, a warehouse, a whole business, like employees. I'm helping thousands of people get organized. He goes, yeah, just not seeing it. So yeah. I think it is this idea. We really think that the decorator Pinterest perfect is organized. That's decorating.
Yeah. Like,
I'm extremely organized, but yeah, my husband on a regular basis will say, yeah, I don't know. Look at that pile over there. I don't think you're organized.
Sometimes, like when I would try to do the decorator Pinterest, even now, it messes things up because like, if I get the cute baskets and bins, even when it's perfectly organized and it hasn't gotten messy in like a month, I'll be like, all right, I'll get this cute little bin. Then you can't see what's in it.
Right, right.
It makes things unorganized. So that beautiful, like Pinterest perfect is just, it's not functional if you're actually living there.
But I mean, so did you watch the Home Edit?
I need to see it.
Did you watch the Netflix series, The Home Edit?
No.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Like, I mean, seriously, I was like, maybe I should go back to in-home professional organizing. Because I like just wanted to get into people's houses and start organizing. Don't worry, people, I'm already over it. But I went to Target. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. I went everywhere looking for bins. I was like, what in my house could I make this way? And I will tell you, organizing books by color, I did that a while ago. Love it. Totally love it. They organized board games by color. Brilliant. I know that Apples to Apples is in a red box. I know Candyland is in a white box. Like, totally. If we had board games, I would 100% rainbow organize my games. I think that is brilliant. So I went into my own closet and I tried to do the home edit and rainbow organize it. And it was an epic fail. I saved it on Instagram as a highlight under Sunday. I don't have enough clothes to make it a rainbow.
Yeah.
And my hot pink are different seasons. So then if you put them all together, then I don't know what to wear because it's all not sorted by season. So it didn't work.
I love how you said about how you rearranged your closet though. I am doing that today because I changed my wardrobe after COVID because my office was 15 feet from the refrigerator. So my wardrobe has changed slightly. So I want to organize based on the pants.
Yes.
Like how... Because I got new clothes and some things are dark navy and some things are black. And at 6 in the morning, I cannot tell which ones are navy and black. So I get to work and I'm wearing black pants and a navy top. And it just, so that's how I'm going to be reorganizing my closet today.
Yes. So you clearly saw the Instagram story. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. I basically realized I cannot organize my closet by rainbow because I don't have that many clothes. And it messes up the seasons. But because of COVID, I only wear two kinds of pants, black jeans or navy jeans. That's it. Yeah. And I organize my tops according to black tops that go with black pants or tops that go with navy. And what did I end up with? I think I ended up with 20 total outfits, period. That's it. That's all I have when everything is clean. It's 20 outfits and it's organized. It's functional. It's fine. It's not going to be in a magazine, but it works. Yeah.
But it probably saves so many decisions in the morning. Mm. And when I'm getting up and getting ready and trying to get all the three kids ready and going to where we need to go, if I'm standing there for like an extra 5 minutes, like, is this navy or black? I can't remember.
Yes. Yes, totally. Yep. Me too. So I look at it. I even thought, oh, maybe I could get acrylic containers. Luckily, they were all sold out because I was like, what would you put in a baby container inside a big container? Like, I was thinking about this for hours because I loved it. And if you do watch The Home Edit, it's like episode 3 or 4 when they are in the two guys' house in New York. They have all these stuffed animal pillows. Do you know there are onion rings stuffed animals? Like a stuffed food pillows? There's like a little boat and you put the individual stuffed onion rings in. I was like, oh my gosh, I could have onion rings as a stuffed animal. I considered buying them, but clearly I don't need that. See, this is exactly where we go when we start looking at all this decorator stuff. So anyway, very fun. Like, it's a very fun binge-worthy event. You will want to organize your entire house when you watch that on Netflix. If you watch it, it was very fun. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. I'll have to be careful though, that I don't go overboard and get the bins and then.
Well, they're all sold out. So now's the time to watch. It's definitely fun. But sort your closet by denim jeans and black jeans. And all of us during the pandemic will be fine. Or if you can wear leggings, I don't wear leggings, but if you like leggings, I'm sure you have black leggings and then colored leggings. You can sort them the same exact way. Well, Sarah, this has been super fun. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wednesday podcast. Good luck with schooling.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.